With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
President Trump says he'll impose a global 10% tariff as an alternative to the Supreme Court ruling.
Now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%, but now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice.
President Trump is still mulling his options for a possible military strike against Iran.
Yeah, the president said yesterday 10 to 15 days is a clear deadline or a red line. And if they don't comply, bad things will happen, his words. Of course, they were negotiating in Geneva at the Oman embassy. Our case is that we don't want them to ever have a nuclear weapon because it would destabilize not only that region, but much more broadly.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 230 points. The NASDAQ rose 203, with the S&P 500 advancing by 47 points. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same travertine quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city are still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship around the world. Travertine is prized by architects because it's strong, plentiful, and can withstand any number of climatic and environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings are made of the stone that they're still standing provide a kind of guarantee for purchasers. SRN News. A Portland, Oregon company is recalling nearly 3.4 million pounds of frozen chicken fried rice products sold at Trader Joe's stores and in Canada because they may contain pieces of glass. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
No injuries have been reported. The fried rice is produced by Ajinomoto Foods North America in Portland, Oregon. It's sold in 20-ounce plastic bags. The effective packages have best sell dates of September 8th through November 17th, 2026. And the establishment number inside the USDA mark of inspection is P18356. Customers are being asked to throw out the product or return it to where it was purchased. I'm Donna Warder.
While the products may no longer be sold in stores, health officials say the products could be in customer freezers. More details at SRNnews.com.